It's time for Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
Hey, everybody, this is Dirk Spentley.
Hey, everyone, this is Keith Urban.
Hey, it's Sam Hunt.
Hey, y'all, this is Luke Bryan, and you're waking up with Tampa Bay's morning crew.
99.5
QYK.
Go!
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. All right, so check this out. We have Randy Houser on the show today. He's going to be here with Cody Johnson. That show is sold out, but we will talk to him about that, how Cody and Johnson, him, came together, because they come from different backgrounds, and, you know, Cody being a big-time Texas country artist before he went national. It's going to be interesting. I'm excited to hear how they met, because I do think they have a lot in common, even though they came from different places. So we'll talk to them. We're also going to play a game called Note to Self. That is his song, Note to Self. He's usually hilarious. So yeah. That'll be fun. That's at 8:35. Now, right before that, at 8:25, we're going to play a little game called
I Love Gold.
That's right. I Love Gold. Dirk Spentley's new song called Gold. And we will describe something that is gold to you. It's one question, one and done.
That's it.
You get it right, boom, you're going to Dirk Spentley. August 20th, Ashley McBride will be there, as well as Travis Denny.
Mm-hmm.
Lana, how are you this morning? Look like you found a little visitor in your backyard yesterday, huh?
I found another snake.
Yeah.
I went outside when I got home from work to let Louie out. I'm like, oh, man. And then I yell, I'm like, Paul, because he was home yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm like, there's a snake. Are you going to get it? He goes, nope. And I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. And of course, you know, 20 minutes later when he decides to come outside, snake's gone. He can't find it. So what did I do? Got some more of my snake repellent, and I started...
Go ahead, Kev.
No, just saying it's obviously working.
Right.
Since snakes are coming back.
Right. There's more, and it's smaller, so that means the babies are here now.
I know. It was a little tiny one. But no, the snake repellent does work, but we've gotten so much rain, it's diluted... The snake, now my whole house smells like cinnamon again.
Hmm. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but it's not working.
Yeah.
Remember
you said to us, like, I said, Lana, please, I'm trying to help you out. Call a professional. You said, okay, I'm going to
Can't keep it out of my backyard.
Can this stuff.
Yeah. Well, they can also, you don't know if it's coming from your backyard. It could be coming from under your house. Because it's a baby. It's coming from a mama somewhere.
It was a little one. I was like, oh, here we go again.
So the other ones were right there by your house. Could be coming up.
Snake repellent. I'm going with that first.
All right. You've been going. By the way, you've gone through it twice now.
I'm going to get some more.
Now, listen. People think that I'm being a little hard on Lana. This is not. This is one of many things that we've told her. Hey, don't compound the problem. Just fix it. She still will not.
You can't keep snakes from coming in your yard.
Then why are you trying?
Well, I just want to keep them away.
But then why are you spending the money on all this stuff when they're still going to come back?
We love you, Lana. That's all I got to say. Good luck over there.
Don't waste your money.
Yeah, good luck. You got your fiance who wants nothing to do with them, and then you're using snake repellent. It's not a roach. Okay.
Whole house smells like cinnamon right now.
All right. Well, hey, what are you going to do? It's like Christmas. All right. Very nice. Well, here we go. Let's get the day started right now. We want to know, what in the world are you doing up right now? Hit us up. Yes, you. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Thanks for being with us this morning. Here is Morgan Wallen, Wasted on You on 99.5 QYK. Hit us up. Let's get you on the air. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, asking you what in the world you're doing up right now. Got Jason and Pasco. What do you got going on?
I just left the gym. I've been there since 4:30, and now I'm on my way to work.
Look at you, man.
What?
The rise and grind, as they say.
That's right. You got to believe it.
Are you feeling pumped right now?
I am feeling pumped.
There you go.
Do you do this every morning?
No, 3 days a week sometimes.
Still.
Jeez, that's wild.
Oh, my gosh.
But I lose the drive when I get to work. All the enthusiasm goes away. It feels great now, though.
But you can always look back and say, I did my workout this morning.
Yep, that's it.
Good for you.
Well, we appreciate you having us on. You have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You too.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to play Secret Celebrity for a $50 gift card to Metro Diner. Hang on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
That's right, and we're going to hook you up with a $50 gift card to Metro Diner. They are kicking mealtime traditions to the curb. How about pancakes for dinner? A burger for breakfast? Go for it. The signature fried chicken and waffles topped with strawberry butter is the perfect dish. And you have a chance right now to win a $50 gift card. Tell us first, who is the Secret Celebrity?
Danny?
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me, baby? What's the matter with you?
What happened to the Danny Zuko I met at the beach?
I do not know. I mean, maybe Maybe there's two of us, right?
You're a fake and a phony, and I wish I'd never laid eyes on you.
Whoa. Well, this week is a school-themed secret celebrity because school is back in session tomorrow. But that was the most one of the most iconic movies of all time, and mm-hmm. she was an amazing actress. That's what we want you to name is the actress in there, and you can name the movie as well. But we lost her yesterday at the age of 73. What a talented individual!
Yeah, you know, you just you look at some of the songs that she had. I mean, Xanadu, remember that?
Yeah, physical. Let's get physical,
let's
right?
Let's get physical. Yep.
Physical.
Magic was another one of her big songs. Of course, You're the One That I Want.
Oh, man. Amazing. But we definitely lost a legend, so let's honor her today. Who is that secret celebrity? Hit us up, 800-992-1099. All right, we are playing Secret Celebrity. It's 99.5 QYK. Got Ben on the phone. Ben, where are you at right now?
Wesley Chapel.
All right, Ben, who's our secret celebrity?
Denny?
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with me, baby? What's the matter with you?
What happened to the Denny Zuko I met at the beach?
Well, I do not know. I mean, maybe, maybe there's two of us, right?
You're a fake and a phony, and I wish I'd never laid eyes on you.
Whoa. Olivia Newton-John.
And the movie is...
Grease.
That's correct.
Yeah, way to go, Ben.
Olivia Newton-John, iconic movie Grease, iconic actress. Unfortunately, we lost her yesterday at the age of 73, but what a life she lived. What a career. And way to go, man. You got a $50 gift card to Metro Diner.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Hang on for me and go have a meal on us, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Lana, you know the old expression, when you know, when it comes to finding that person, your soulmate.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a very romantic thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just came out with a list where they asked guys what that moment was for them. And some of these answers are hilarious. I'm going to tell you next on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. JR, Alana, Kevin here. All right, so there's a survey that came out about men who were talking about that time they knew when their woman or their now wife was the one. Now, there's a lot of romantic stories, but these were some of the funny ones. They asked them, was there any funny stories that came out? Now, I got a couple for you that I thought were hilarious. One said, I saw this hot redhead on St. Patrick's Day drinking Guinness out of a pitcher. That's the girl for me, I said. I introduced myself and spent the rest of the day with her. Then I stumbled back to my buddy's place nearby and told him, I met the girl I was going to marry.
Aw, I love it.
Just pounding out of a pitcher.
Drinking out of a pitcher.
There we go. All right, and that's the story of Lana and Paul.
No,
I'm kidding. All right, here you go. Also, I lived in a half-decent apartment, and I've hired multiple cleaning companies to try to clean the heavily stained bathtub I had. Well, my future wife came out of the bathroom one day and nonchalantly said, clean the tub. And I ran into the bathroom and couldn't believe my eyes because no one was able to do it. And I said, wait, how did you do that? And she goes, I don't give up. And I knew that was the girl for me.
Wow. Look at that.
Now, my favorite one is because this would happen to me. This would be something that my dad would appreciate, I think. All right. So when I first told my father that I was dating someone, he jokingly said, what's her name? What does she do? And what's her bra size?
Oh, my God.
Now, before meeting them, I told her about it just to kind of prepare her for his sense of humor. And I thought, and she thought it was hilarious. So the first time they met, she introduced herself by saying, hi, I'm Stephanie. I'm in college and I'm a B cup. My father was horrified. My mother was laughing hysterically.
That's great.
And I was in love. Now, as great as the romantic stories are, that is hilarious.
That is awesome. Oh my God.
Rachel Ruskin's on the phone right now. Rachel, what was that funny moment for you when your husband said, yeah, I knew you're the one?
Well, he was actually choking on food in a restaurant, and I gave him CPR.
What?
Yeah, I'm a registered nurse, so I gave him CPR. And when he came to, he asked for my number. We started dating, and he said he knew I was the one because I saved his life.
Oh, I love this. So you're going over to him, Heimlich maneuver first, obviously, and CPR and the whole deal?
Yeah, not going to lie. It's better than dating online.
That's awesome. I love that. Well, I appreciate you calling.
Thanks.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Once you save someone's life, you kind of owe them your life, I guess. That would be the one. All right, so what's that funny moment for you that happened? But maybe your husband told you this, or maybe it was maybe it's you that you knew about your husband. I want to know these kind of hilarious run-ins or these instances where you said, I knew they were the one when this happened. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Cannot wait to hear your stories. So they did a survey, real quick, of how men knew that their wife was the one. Now, there's a lot of romantic stories, like I was saying, but there are a lot of funny ones. Now, one of the ones we just mentioned was when I first told my father that I was dating someone, he jokingly asked, what's her name, what does she do, and what's her bra size? He said, I told her about it, hoping to prepare her for his sense of humor when we were going to meet him for the first time. And when we did, she introduced herself by saying, hi, I'm Stephanie, I'm in college, and I'm a B cup. And he was horrified, and the mother was hysterically laughing that the dad was so embarrassed. What an intro. And he said, when she did that, I was in love. I thought that was a very funny one.
I love it.
That they put out there. All right, so we want to get your responses right now. We got Mel in Lakeland. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning, JR and Lana. How are y'all?
We're doing great. So we want to know your story. When was it that you knew your husband was the one, or when's the point that he knew that you were the one?
So my husband and I had been friends previously, and we kind of reunited in the cafeteria at work, and we were getting silverware, and I handed him a fork, and I said, you want a fork?
Okay.
And I That's said, awesome. You should call me then.
Well, Mel, you put it out there, huh?
That's right.
Okay.
I love it.
Now, do you guys spoon now or what?
All of it, honey.
Okay. All right, Mel, have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye. Well, we asked.
Yes, you did.
There's your answer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, it's a call line.
Call line.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
School's back tomorrow, so we got to get this car line fun fact. We thought we'd warm up today.
Yes.
Make sure we're ready to go. All right, Lana.
All right, I got a good one for you. The holes in Swiss cheese, you know what they come from?
What?
Microscopic hay particles.
Microscopic hay particles in cheese.
Yeah, they would fall into buckets collecting milk, and that that develops bigger holes as the cheese matures. So those holes in Swiss cheese, yeah, that's hay.
All right. So something that's actually missing is hay. Okay, got it.
There you go. I got one more. Candy canes were invented in 1670 in Germany to help keep kids quiet during church.
Wow.
And the tops are curved so that they look like a shepherd's staff.
Ah, very nice.
There you go.
Is your kid eating candy in church? No, he's just, you know, celebrating the shepherd's staff, you know, leading the sheep, you know, that verse and all that. I like that.
That's a good way to keep kids quiet, though. Give them a candy cane.
Until that sugar kicks in. Ooh, yeah. All right, coming up, we got a Randy 715 second date update for you. Also, set your alarm. 8:35, Randy Houser will be on the show. Here's Kenny Chesney, Till It's Gone on QIK.
It's the 715 second date update on 99.5 QIK.
All right, excited to talk to Ben this morning on the 715 second date update. Hi, Ben.
Hey.
How you doing?
Well, I could be better. How are you?
Doing good, man. We'll see if we can make it better for you. We want to hear all about this girl, Nicole.
Yeah. So we met online. We met on Hinge.
Okay.
And we've been talking for a little bit, and for our first date, we decided to go to the Sail Plaza, which is over there down by the Riverwalk.
Okay, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was nice. We had a great time. It really was. You know, Nicole is great. She had this like really like great sense of confidence about her. And she was like very comfortable in her skin, and she's a great conversationalist. And, you know, we had a really good time. We actually figured out that we both went to USF together.
Oh, nice.
Not like at the same time, but right. We're both alum. And,
go Bulls.
Yeah. You know, we had a lot of like similar interests. So everything went great. And at the end of the night, I gave her a kiss as I took her to her car. And hey, that's a great sign, right? So, we even talked about maybe going out for a second date after that. You know, a couple of days we had been talking. And then, like, out of nowhere, she just stopped talking to me.
Well, what did you do?
Well, the thing is, what's interesting about this is they kissed at the end of the date. So.
And talked about a second date afterwards.
Right. So, the text just dropped off.
Yeah, text. I've reached out to her. I've called her, left messages, and, you know, nada, nothing.
You're not a guy that's on social media posting about other women or posting pictures with a lot of other girls.
No, I don't do anything like that.
Okay.
And, like, the last thing you guys talked about was actually seeing each other again.
Right, yeah. We had plans to go on another date and, you know, trying to figure that out. And that's when it all sort of ended.
All right. Well, it's interesting to me because I don't have any questions about the date because I feel like it ended well. And the fact that you guys talked afterwards, another great sign. So, Ben, you called us. You know how this works. We're going to try to call Nicole for you, okay?
That'd be great.
All right. We'll get her on the phone next. All right. So, Ben is very confused because he went on a great date with Nicole. Lana, we say if it ends with a kiss, that's a good sign.
Yeah. Not only that, they talked about going out on another date. And I asked him if he was doing something on social media. He said no. So, I kind of want to figure out what's been going on with this.
So, good news. Kevin's got Nicole on hold right now. We're going to bring her on, see if we can get some answers. Good morning, Nicole.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nicole. So, I think you talked to Kevin. Did he kind of give you a rundown here?
Yeah, I know you guys wanted to talk about Ben.
Yes. Uh-huh. And I really do appreciate you doing this. He said you guys met on Hinge. You had a great first date. You guys had a kiss, and you guys were even talking after that date and setting up another date, making plans for one. And then now you've just kind of disappeared, and he's trying to figure out where you went, I guess.
Well, I don't know if he told you about what the second date was supposed to be, but, you know, we did have a really nice date, and he had actually called me and asked if I wanted to go as a plus one to one of his family members' weddings.
And oh, wow, that's kind of quick.
Were you freaked out by that?
No, I mean, I actually thought it was sort of like, weddings are fun, and we had a good time, so I thought, why not? Okay. And I kind of got excited about it and, you know, got a dress and everything, and then he called and said that, you know, he had to give the plus one to someone else, like the day before.
He invites you to a wedding and then tells you can't come at the last minute?
Yeah, and I, like, you know, sort of prepared for it. It's not like I have, you know, cocktail dresses in my closet just, like, randomly hanging in there. So, yeah, I kind of was preparing for it, got a dress, got a pair of shoes, and it was just, it seemed really flaky. So I was like, yeah, I don't need to be involved with this anymore.
Wait, I don't understand why he disinvited you to a wedding after he already invited you. What was the reason he came up with?
Well, hang on. Can I explain?
All right, there we go. Nicole, that is Ben. Lana, I think the question might be better for Ben.
Yeah, Ben, why did you blow her off for the wedding date?
I didn't blow her off. I actually already explained it to her. The groom had contacted me and said that he needed to give my plus one to another family member. Like, I think it was like an aunt or something of ours. And I didn't take somebody else. I gave it up. I was just trying to help out the bride and groom because they needed the invite for another family member.
But you already invited somebody though.
Well, what was I going to do? They called, they asked me if they could, you know, give my plus one to somebody else. It was for a family member. I was just trying to help them out. It's their day. You know what I mean? Like, why would I do that?
I've had that happen to me where they ask, hey, do you want to bring a plus one? And I go, I'm single or whatever. I go, no, you can give it to somebody else. But you had already invited her, Vin, which I kind of puts you in a tough spot, I think. I mean, Nicole, it sounds like you had already heard that explanation, but that was not enough for you?
Well, no, I mean, he totally told me that. But the thing is that if your family member invites you to the wedding, they know you're single, they're going to say, like, yeah, you bring somebody. So at the last minute, you just don't give it away. You say, oh, I just gave it to, you know, it's a new girl or whatever. Like, it's fine that you're trying to help out, you know, the family. But I just had one date with you and then was invited to this. So I'm agreeing to this. It just seemed very inconsiderate. And
that's why I wanted to take you out again to make it up for you. And if there's a wedding, like, next time, you will definitely be my plus one.
Listen, when somebody, like, cancels on you short notice within the first few dates, I think that that's just a sign you're a flaky person. It's really cool. I don't need you to reach out again, especially on a radio station. But it's not my thing. But thank you.
And she bought a dress and shoes and everything.
Look, I'm sorry. I was just trying to do the right thing by helping out the bride and groom on their special day. They asked me for a favor, so I wanted to give them a favor. How is that wrong?
It's just not vibing with me. That's not how I roll. So
you're going to have to take her somewhere nice where she can wear that dress and those shoes.
But I guess she doesn't want to, so whatever.
Well, I mean, I kind of understand the situation that Ben was in, because if the groom said, hey, I have a family member we have to invite, I get that. I mean, yeah, maybe bad accounting on their part, but it is the bride and groom's day. I mean, Nicole, can you see that at all?
I can see it, but I don't know Ben. I don't know the family members. I was just accepting an invite and went out of my way to do, you know, to get a dress, to get shoes. And then the last minute, it's like they should have arranged that before.
So you don't want to go out on another date with him at all, even though you guys had such a great time on the first one?
Yeah, no.
Well, Ben, I get the dilemma that you're in. Unfortunately, now the dilemma is Nicole does not want to go back out with you. But, man, I'll tell you what, I would have been torn, too, on this. But I do understand that Nicole was disappointed. She put some time and effort in preparing for this. But, Nicole, thank you for coming on with us. Ben, I wish we had some better news, and I wish you luck.
Thanks, guys.
All right. I'm just, like, really unfortunate. It's not even my fault. I mean, yeah.
Well, Nicole, think about it for a couple of days. You got Ben's number. If you feel like reaching out, do that. Yeah. All right?
Boo. I'm ghosting.
Boo. All right. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Nicole.
Sure.
All right.
I'll say it again. I would be torn on that. Because if your family members think you're single and they give you plus one, hey, if you want to invite someone, you can. Last minute things happen at weddings where maybe someone needs a plus one. That's tough.
You don't know if the family member asked him. He could have met some other chick and wants to take some other girl. I mean,
so you don't believe that it was for a family member?
I don't know.
All right. Well, I want to know. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Are we buying what Ben's saying? Do you think it was the right thing to do? Or does Nicole have a point? Hit us up. John Party last night, Lonely 995 QYK. All right, talking about the date between Ben and Nicole. Mm-hmm. And Ben and Nicole had a great first date down to the Riverwalk, and they even kissed at the end of the date. We're like, this is perfect.
Yep.
Things went well. They were texting after the date and said, things are really going well. We're going to talk about a second date. Well, Ben had a plus one to a wedding, and he invited her.
Yep.
So she was ready to go. She bought a dress, she bought shoes, all that, ready to go. And then last minute, Ben told us that the groom reached out and said, hey, man, I really do need that plus one. I'm sorry. You know, when we gave you the plus one, you know, we know that you were single at the time and we just had it as an extra in case you did get a date. But now
we need it.
My aunt can go now. I mean, she wasn't able to, but now she can.
Yeah.
And he had to retract that invite to Nicole. Nicole was not having that. Said, hey, this shows that you're flaky and unreliable and all that. And she said, I want no part in that. So, not giving him a second chance.
Not at all. But, I mean, there's a lot of different variables on this one.
All right, Ken, what do you think, man?
Hey, I think the guy should at least offer to pay for a dress and shoes, you know? I mean, if it was true that he had to invite another family member, he would have felt real bad. I would have offered to pay for her.
Yeah, that definitely is one point. I mean, we don't know if she could return him or not. But, yeah, right. I think that's one point. If she went through an inconvenience, he goes, hey, listen, I'm sorry, this is a last-minute thing. Let me help you with that. That's a good point, Ken. I appreciate you calling.
Absolutely.
Gabriella's in Riverview right now. Gabriella, where are you at on this?
So I think that she's a little bit unreasonable with her frustration. I get that she went out and bought the shoes and the dress, and it was short notice. So you have receipts, so you can return the dress and the shoes. But just as someone, like, you have weddings, like, people get married and things happen, and maybe a family member couldn't go, and then circumstances change and they could go,
right?
And you'd rather have your family member there than a second date.
Sure, a stranger.
For your cousin. You know?
Right, and here's the deal. If that's the legit thing that happened, and you go, I mean, the groom called me. What do you want me to do? Tell the groom, nope, sorry, you can't have it
back? It's his wedding.
That's a tough call to make.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I think that she should have given him another chance and been a little bit more understanding on the situation. But
nope, didn't happen. But Gabriella, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye-bye. Jennifer in Clearwater. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning, JR and Lana.
Hey, what do you think?
I have to go with Nicole.
Okay.
He could have been a man and said, oh, hey, sorry, so-and-so, but I just met this girl, and we started dating, and I invited her. So that was a little rude for me.
Yeah,
so
you know what? I can totally see her side of things, like where it'd be a little like, whoa, I thought you invited me. But what do you think about the side where, you know, the groom reached out to him? If that was true, if the groom reached out to him, and would you have been comfortable saying, no, sorry, man, I know it's your wedding and all, but no, you can't have the plus one back?
There wasn't any communication like, hey, I met this girl and I'm bringing her. Like, he didn't even bring her up.
Right.
You know? So.
That's one point of it, Jennifer. I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
Thanks. You too. God bless.
All right. See ya. Annette in Lithia, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to side with her. If you invite somebody and they, you know, going out and getting a new outfit and spending all that money, and then at the last minute you cancel on them, you better have a check for a dress and a pair of shoes, like, in my hand. You know, to kind of make up for that. That's not something you do at last minute. And unless, like, the wedding planners were just, like, not very into what they were doing, like, things don't happen last minute. So I'm kind of going with the fact that maybe, like, he found somebody else to take.
That's what I was wondering. I mean, one more person on a wedding is it really going to make a deal? I mean, I know sometimes with the plated food it does, but one more, I mean.
No, I don't think it was to make up for Aunt Susie or whatever.
Aunt Susie.
I found somebody else to take.
All right, Annette, you have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, all right, thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, and I got a lot of text messages as well saying Ben should have not gone to the wedding and just taken her out somewhere instead. Now I'm like, really? I'm like, that's kind of, I mean, but it was a wedding that he wanted to go to.
Well, yeah, it sounded like he was pretty close to the groom. The groom's reaching out to him. So
absolutely. So yeah,
that's a tough call.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised to get some of those texts as well.
All right, very nice. If you missed it, I'll put it up on the Instagram and Facebook a little bit later. But yep, they are not going back out. I think it's a tough decision. I think he was kind of torn, but you got both sides of it right there. All right, coming up, an I Feel Good story for you. I think any NFL or any pro athlete would say one of the best parts about the job is being able to give back to the community. That's what one player did to our community here. I'll tell you the story in 6 minutes on 99.5 QYK. Here is Lady A.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Wow! I feel good. You know, I think we've heard this from a lot of country artists, athletes, and whatnot, saying, you know, one cool thing about being a high-profile person is the excitement and the joy they get from giving back. They're able to do that. They have the platform to do so.
Yeah, and I don't think you need to be a big celebrity or rich to do that. I mean, as I get joy out of giving people concert tickets, you
absolutely
know? It's nice. I love doing nice things for people.
Well, the nonprofit One More Child is helping out, they help out foster kids, they help out single mothers, and they do what they can to make their life a little bit easier for their struggles. Well, that happened to single mom Katrina Lofton here. She has not had a vehicle since 2005. She lost it in Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, 2005.
Man. Yeah, here's what she had to say right now.
I have been without a car for a long time. I have been struggling with my kids and, you know, living a paycheck to paycheck. And just, it's been hard.
Now, she is a Tampa resident and she, you know, they found out about her at One More Child. And then Bucks player got involved, Mr. Joe Tyron Shanika, who is the linebacker for the Bucks. I would say his name correctly, Kevin, because I did not.
It's Joe Tryon Shoyinka.
There you go. Shoyinka. Even better. So anyway, he actually was raised by a single mom, and he thought, this is a great way for me to get involved with One More Child. Mm-hmm. And they were able to gift her a car and a Lexus.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So a donor did a donated a lightly used Lexus, and they're actually fixing it up even more for her. And while they're doing that, they gave her another car to drive in the meantime.
Wow.
Here's what he had to say and the joy that he gets from giving back.
Raising two kids, my amazing mom, just all the struggles culminating, you know, and being able to surpass that has just been an amazing experience. And then one more child has just given me the chance to, you know, just give back to those who are similar to me.
So a big shout out to one more child and our Buccaneers linebacker,
Joe Tryon Shoyinka.
There you go. Well done. So, and thanks to Kenitra Lofton as well, because, you know, she's been through a lot. And I know a lot of single moms out there can relate to that. Mm-hmm. And it's a great thing that they do. So, way to go. Absolutely. So way to go. One more child. That's an I Feel Good story for right there. Coming up at 8:10, we lost a legend, but she actually has a lot of country ties. We'll talk about that in the Music Minute. Right now, it's Jordan Davis, Almost Maybes on 99.5 QYK.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
I did want to mention one quick thing. I do have permission to say this. Guitar Pole is coming this year. Yes, we are bringing Guitar Pole back, and we are probably going to let you know who is coming to Guitar Pole in the next couple of weeks.
All right.
So I'm excited about this. So definitely stay tuned for that. I know a lot of people love that event. All right. Yesterday, Olivia Newton-John passed away. We found out at the age of 73. I was really sad when I found out this information. It was a girl who grew up in the 70s. I mean, she was everything. I knew all the lyrics to all of her songs. She made leg warmers cool. I think she was the first chick I saw in leather pants, and I was like, oh, well, I got to have some of those. I mean, she was an icon for so many people.
She's a heartthrob.
Yeah. And, you know, she sold over 100 million records throughout her career. The biggest song she had was Physical. It was a number one song, and it stayed there for 10 weeks. Seriously, what woman can wear a headband and make it look sexy, you know? I mean, they said that was the highest charting single of the entire decade. I Honestly Love You was a song that she won a Grammy for. And, you know, Olivia Newton-John, she had country hits. She had the song, If You Love Me, Let Me Know.
If you love me, let it be. If you don't, then set me free. Take the chains away, they keep me.
Coming back to you now. Also, Let Me Be There, which she earned a Grammy for Best Country Female. She also won an ACM for Most Promising Female Vocalist and a CMA in 1974 for Female Vocalist of the Year Award. Obviously, best known for her role in 1978's Grease, which spawned her song, you know, You're the One That I Want, Summer Nights, with John Travolta, and then, of course, Hopelessly Devoted to You. Yesterday, Kelsey Ballerini posted, she did a tribute to Olivia and sang her song, Hopelessly Devoted to You, and did an outstanding job. Listen to this.
Hopelessly devoted to you. I'm hopelessly devoted to you.
Again, that was Kelsey Ballerini. That was so good.
I was going to say, you got to think that now the CMAs are going to be doing something amazing for her. So,
Peyton Manning
and Luke Bryan hosting, and it's going to be it'll be really interesting.
Yeah. Also, she starred in the 1980 film Xanadu, which resulted in this song from that movie. She had that song Magic as well. And of course, lots of posts about her yesterday. And the one everybody's talking about was the message from her Grease co-star, John Travolta. He says, quote, my dearest Olivia, you made all of our lives so much better. Your impact was incredible. I love you so much. We will see you down the road, and we will be together again. Yours from the moment I saw you and forever, your Danny, your John.
Wow.
I mean, how awesome is that? So, yeah, just really sad news yesterday, but, you know, you just think back of all of the big songs that she has had in her career, you know, touched a lot of our lives, you know, and a lot of little girls, you know, dancing and screaming and wearing leg warmers and all that.
Right? Oh, you look at Kelsey. I mean, she's in her, I think, early 20s. Early 20s for sure, and that had a huge impact on her. I mean, that's awesome.
Absolutely. That wraps up your Music Minutes.
All right. Thank you, Lana. Coming up next, we will have Dierks Bentley tickets for you. We play a little game called I Love Gold. Hang on.
I love gold.
Calvin and Sefner right now. Calvin, we are playing a game called I Love Gold. So here's how the game works. We are going to describe either something or some place or someone that either is gold or has the word gold in it. We'll give you clues. All you got to do is get one question right, and you're going to Dierks Bentley, okay?
All right.
Here we go. Well, I'm not saying this first clue, even though Lana wrote it.
Just say it.
Okay. She said, it's about as old as Lana is what it says, right? That's what you wrote, Lana. It started in 1973 in North Carolina. They're all about the smorgasbord because you can bring the family at any time of the day, and there's something for everybody. Your grandma definitely loves it. You can get a piece of chicken and or an ice cream cone in the same place within about 5 feet of each other. What are we talking about?
You can get an ice cream cone and a
piece of chicken.
Golden Corral.
There we go!
Golden Corral! Gold!
There you go. Very nice.
My grandma hates Golden Corral.
Oh, man. Lana, come on. Yeah, that's why we don't assume things. Unbelievable.
Grandma always wanted to go there.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, it doesn't matter if grandma likes it or not. You're going to Dierks Bentley. Congratulations. We hope you have a great time.
Awesome.
That's
yeah!
There
we go.
All right. Hang on for me.
All right.
There you go. That's how you play I Love Gold. We're going to have more tickets coming up after 11 o'clock with Keith. Excited to talk to this guy, Randy Houser, on the show next after Scotty McCreary, You Time on QYK. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a guy. I mean, we got a country boy on the phone right now. I mean, he was born in Mississippi in a town called Lake, taught himself how to play guitar at 10. In college, he played in a band called the 10-Pound Biscuit. Which may be the perfect segue to one of his first hits as a songwriter, which was Honky Tonk But Donk Donk. That could be also referred to as a biscuit, all right? He's married to the beautiful Aussie named Tatiana. He is father to West and Huckleberry Houser. Ladies and gentlemen, his new song is called Note to Self. Please welcome Sean Randolph Houser.
Hey, y'all. How's everybody doing today? Y'all good?
Well, obviously, we're pretty jacked up to have you on the show, man.
Well, I'm glad to talk to y'all. Thank you.
You got it, man. We roll the red carpet out for our guests to come on this show, and we got to do it for the one and only Randy Houser.
Well, that's right. I love it.
This is pretty cool that you're teaming up with Cody Johnson for a little tour. This has already sold out here in Tampa, November 18th at the Yingling Center. Yeah. Most of the tickets, actually, people said are for you. Not a lot of Cody fans.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I just hope people are there early enough to hear me play.
No, they're going to be there. So, Randy, tell me how you guys connected. I mean, obviously, he's a Texas artist, now a national artist, but how did you all come together? What was your first meeting? You said, hey, let's do a little tour together.
Well, we've just gotten to know each other a little bit, you know, here in around Nashville. And last time we hung out was at Billy Bob's here a while back and just kind of got to know each other a little bit and really enjoyed hanging out. So we decided we'd go play some music together.
And that is the story of Cody and Randy.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, that's straightforward. Well, it was good talking to you, Randy.
Enjoyed it. Y'all have a great day.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, let's talk about your new single called Note to Self. Love the song. And you're working on a new album then, I guess. So we're supposed to hear this fall?
Yeah, it should be out. I guess it'll be out a week before we get there. It'll be out November 11th. It'll be out 11/11.
11/11.
It's ready to go.
All right, so it seems like it's kind of the thing to do, a collaboration with somebody nowadays. Who's on the album with you?
Really, nobody.
What?
I didn't do any collabs. I'm always just weird about asking people. I don't know if I'm scared to ask or just, you know, I don't know.
Well, and then you got to start writing checks to other people and stuff like that. Just like, stop. No, but for real, we are pumped for the album.
First of all, I didn't write anything that lent itself really to a collaboration mm-hmm. for this record. But, you know, maybe the next one.
Randy, where do you do your best writing? In Nashville, on a retreat, just at home?
Here at home, I have a studio here at the house, and I just kind of get down there and get after it.
Man, you've written some great songs at home for sure. Have you ever had something that was a really random inspiration for a song?
Yeah, Honky Tonk Badonka Donk.
Well, we know what you were looking at for that, for crying out loud.
But I'm not sure how random that is.
Yeah. It was weird. It just kind of came natural. It's kind of interesting.
Badonka Donk.
Talking to Randy Houser right now. The new song is called Note to Self. Randy, we want to play a little rapid fire game with you. You are always hilarious about this. Can you hang on for us?
Okay.
All right, we'll come back. We will play Note to Self, the new song from Randy Houser. Then we got our game for him. Hang on. Randy Houser, Note to Self, right there at 99.5 QIK. We got him on the phone this morning. All right, Randy, we're going to play a little game with you called Note to Self. It's going to be rapid-fire questions. First thing that comes to mind. You ready to go?
Okay.
Cody Johnson.
A great singer.
Miranda Lambert.
Oh, I love her. Great singer, songwriter, great woman. Brandon. Love her.
Okay. Elon Musk.
Really brilliant. Maybe does some stupid stuff. And what was he thinking on that truck?
Yeah, it is odd for sure. All right, Tampa Bay.
Oh, beautiful. Just beautiful. Love it.
And I know this is one of your favorites, so I just can't wait to hear what you have to say about this. TikTok.
I don't really care for it.
Come on, no, man. We thought you'd be doing a dance on there or something. That's totally up the Randy Houser street, I feel like.
Yeah, you know, and lip syncing and all that stuff that musicians don't do.
Well, you got to put a fun dance out there to your song Note to Self. So we're hoping that you'll have that done by the time you come to Tampa.
Well, don't hold your breath.
Yeah. It should just be, for Note to Self, it should just be you with a bunch of sticky notes. Put it in your fridge.
Here's my thing with TikTok. I'm totally entertained by it. Like, yeah. I love looking at other people's TikTok. The annoying ones are the proverbial guy riding in this truck, lip syncing to his own music.
Yeah.
It just screams, I want to be famous more than I want to make art.
All right.
But I'm with you, though. I don't post anything on TikTok, but I'll sit there and watch, like, dog videos and animal videos all day long.
I don't really watch the music stuff. I barely watch. But the funny stuff, yes, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm with you. So.
Again, I think a great TikTok for Randy Houser would be just him writing on sticky notes saying, "Note: this is a note to self. Don't do this. Don't do this.
Don't do that."
Okay, we can work it out. Don't worry. We'll get you a login. Don't worry about that. Okay. Well, Note to Self is the new song. We got an album coming out November 11th. It's going to be here November 18th with Cody Johnson. It is sold out at the Yuengling Center. Randy, we always love talking to you, man. We appreciate you making the time this morning. You have a great day. Love to you and the family.
Thank you so much. I'm at home right now enjoying them, so thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
I don't know if it's his accent or his sense of humor or both. That guy is hilarious to me every time we talk to him.
I could sit and listen to him all day. I just love his voice. And he is probably one of my most favorite artists to listen to acoustically. He's so good.
His voice is insane. Mm-hmm. All right, coming up, 9:10, trending in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. JR Lana, the ACM CAMA winner. 24-year radio veteran. The pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tuck.
USF grad.
Go Bulls.
Name's Kevin Ebel. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Well, last week we announced that the Grand Prix Tampa was closing permanently. This is, if you've driven up I-275, right before you get to Bears, it's on the right-hand side. It's got go-karts and a mini golf course.
What?
Batting cages.
What?
Well, it all closed. Well, this morning, starting at 10 a.m. At the Nebraska Avenue complex there, they are auctioning off a whole bunch of items, including go-karts.
Let's go!
Pool tables and prizes from the arcade.
What?
Come on! So if you're looking for something to do this morning, starting at 10 a.m., head over to Grand Prix Tampa. It's permanently closed, which makes me sad. Spent a lot of my youth there.
Oh, that'd be fun to get one of those go-karts.
We might need to make a stop.
There you go, Lon. There, you can auction them. You can get one on auction. There you go.
That'd be fun.
All right. Well, tomorrow, back to school. All counties in the Tampa Bay area. Some kids have already gone back, but the majority of kids are going back tomorrow in the Tampa Bay area. Few reminders, if you see a school bus, it has its stoplight, stop sign out. Stop. There's one exception. Please stop. The only time you don't need to stop for an approaching for a bus is approaching an oncoming school bus does not need to stop if there is a raised barrier such as a concrete divider of at least 5 feet wide of unpaved space. So that's
a median.
A median.
Okay.
If there's no median, you have to stop. If it's a turn lane, stop. If it's just a two-lane road, stop. Just,
it's got to be 5 feet wide, though.
Got to be 5 feet wide.
Not so, one of those, like, skinny ones.
Correct. So stop.
All right.
You don't want to get that ticket. Speeding through a school zone. You don't want to see the ticket that you will get if you speed through a school zone.
And first day, they're going to be all over it tomorrow.
Just know.
No one should be speeding at all tomorrow. Anywhere.
Or any time the school zone is on, because I've seen it happen a lot. I go through a school zone every day. It happens, and the cops love to get those people. I'm just saying.
They should.
Yeah, so it's also illegal to use a handheld cell phone in a school zone. You must be hands-free. And then, obviously, be on the lookout. A lot of kids, a lot of bicycles tomorrow. So just be patient. We all know it's happening. It's the first day of school. It's always busier than any other day for school. So just be prepared. But please watch out for those school buses.
Shout out to the crossing guards, by the way. Those guys are awesome. I love it.
And crossing women. Guards!
And
women.
And pay attention to them. They will hold up the stop sign for you. And you need to stop. And you will get a ticket.
So what you're saying is, when you see a stop sign, you should stop. Is that what you're saying?
Especially in a school zone.
All right, thank you.
But everywhere else, too. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. We'll have some more Dierks Bentley tickets coming up for you after 11 o'clock. Keith has got you covered on that. Lana, your highlight of the day.
Well, it actually didn't happen on the show. It happened off the show. I was actually, I felt pretty good because you guys give me a lot of grief about technology and the fact that I own a Tesla, but Davi from Wild Station came down here and asked me how to go and get service for his Tesla because he rode over a nail, and I do have a little experience in that.
Just a few times.
Three times.
Three times I've had to replace my tire, and he hadn't used the roadside service, so he came over and asked me, he's like, how do you use the roadside service? So that was pretty awesome that I could teach somebody how to do that. Because I've used it a couple of times.
Congratulations.
Way to go.
Lana knows how to do roadside service.
On the app.
It's all through the app. So way to go. Technology app.
He asked me about it.
Because
aren't you proud of me?
If you're the person that gets all the flat tires in the world, I'm going to the person that gets all the flat tires in the world. Who's had experience?
He's like, how does this work?
I know.
I was like, oh, I can show you.
Good job. As well. Call on me.
I've used it four times.
Oh, yeah. I could have explained it to him, really, because I hear about it all the time.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. No, I'm just kidding. Way to go, Lana. Really picking up on things. I appreciate it.
Really starting to understand that whole iPhone thing.
Yeah.
Felt useful today.
Right, no, you're always useful. That was great. All right. Helping out people in the hallways, doing the best you can to just better the community and the Tesla experience. All right. Highlight of the show, sir.
Well, speaking of Tesla, we talked to Randy Houser this morning. He gave his thoughts on Elon Musk and that Tesla truck.
Hilarious.
We also gave him a quiz and his thoughts on TikTok and a few other things. Him writing Honky Tonk Badonkadonk. So it was, we covered everything with Randy Houser.
Yes, we did.
He's going to be with Cody Johnson up at the Yingling Center at USF on November 18th.
All right. Very cool. Well, like I said, we got tickets for Dierks coming up after 11. It's a good day to have a great day. We will see you tomorrow.
Hey, Cher, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.